We always recommend Shopify. It took us from an idea to a real business. We got set up, I think, in less than a day. With very little effort, we could just focus on the supply chains and the product development. Shopify gives us the ability to customize without the complexity. We can change something without introducing fragility or having to pay a developer. We're Thirsty Turtle, and we leveled up our business with Shopify.
Start your free trial at shopify.com/au.
Osterfreude für alle zum Aldi-Preis. Milka großer Schmunzelhase ab 90 Gramm für nur 1,29 Euro. Oder Philadelphia Frischkäse ab 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Foul spirits stalk the halls. This world is a strange one. Let's give it up for Stephanie Stokes for donating $10 to our website's renovation. For more info and to donate and receive a shout-out, head on over to darknessprevails.org/project. Schools are meant to be safe places. More and more these days, we are seeing schools add security guards and metal detectors to further protect the students from the hate-filled dangers outside. But sometimes, evil lurks within. Tonight, I have for you 8 real haunted school encounters. With all of the heavy emotions running around these places of youth and passion, it makes sense that poltergeists and spirits may run rampant. So grab your 50-pound textbook. It's perfect for self-defense. And if you want to hear your story in a video, I am looking for true Twitter scary stories. Send them in today at darknessprevails.org/submit. Number 1. Open Gym. Submitted by May. This experience took place not too long ago for me. I'm an 18-year-old high school student, but I also work part-time for the city. I often work at different community centers and different lifeguard positions around town. At the time, I had been working at a local middle school, quite literally a few seconds away from my home. During the hours of 6:30 p.m. and 9:30 p.m., the school gym is open to kids who want to come and play any sports. My job is to sit at the door, make sure that they sign in, and provide school identification, so we can be assured that they are under 18. Well, I remember this day particularly well, because that morning I had woken up with the worst cold ever, and had opted to stay home from school because I felt so bad. Now, by the time 6 p.m. rolled around, I begrudgingly got up to get ready for work, not wanting to miss out on the opportunity to make a few bucks. This middle school I was not too familiar with, as I had just started the job only a few days before. And though I lived only a few seconds away, I had not gone to the school myself. So I arrived at the building and met up with my two other co-workers. The night usually goes as follows. One of us will sit outside the gym to assure that the kids sign in, and don't just wander around the rest of the school grounds. The remaining two will supervise the gym. As it so happens, that day was my turn to handle the sign-in desk. So I placed myself at the table, and I sat down to watch some Shane Dawson YouTube videos. Everything went as planned, and by the time 8 p.m. rolled around, it was pretty dark outside. Two kids walked in, and they asked if it would be okay to go to their lockers, as one of them forgot to take their basketball shoes home. Now, the kids under no circumstances were allowed to go to any part of the school other than the gym and change rooms. So I told them so, and they dejectedly walked to the gym. I sat back down and returned to my videos. Only a few moments later, I watched them try and sneak around me to the lockers. So, inconvenienced, I got up and followed them to the main part of the school, ready to give them a good lecture. The school is situated in a way where the main hub of the school is where all the lockers are placed in rows, kind of like bookshelves in a library. So, as I made my way past the rows, looking down each one to find those boys, I found them and told them that if they tried that again, I would have to kick them out. They once again dejectedly walked back to the gym, leaving me alone in the dark hallway of lockers. I gave a quick check to see if there was still anyone in the hallway, and started to make my way back, when suddenly, a loud thwack echoed and startled me. I freaked out. I assumed it was those boys trying to play a trick on me. So I very loudly sighed and called out, "I know you're upset, but I don't make the rules." But no one answered. I stayed where I was because I had to make sure those boys weren't still wandering around, or I could seriously lose my job. I walked around a bit. I even yelled hello out loud a few times. Still, no one answered. I grew a bit nervous, and I was contemplating making a run back to my post. But then the noise sounded again. Once more, I jumped, and I became extremely scared. I am naturally a scaredy cat, and I just wanted to hightail it out of there. But before I could try to leave, something caught my attention. I could see a person in the classroom at the far end of the hall. I could not make out any features, but I saw a fairly tall, black silhouette through the window of the door of the classroom. Now at this point, I was scared beyond belief, so all rationality was thrown out the window. I wanted to move, but I was paralyzed. I could see the figure slowly get close to the window. All the while, my heart was pounding wildly. Once it reached that window, it placed its palm on the glass. Now, if you know me, I'm as blind as a bat without my glasses. And even with its close proximity, I could not make out any features. I stood still, and I stared at it. Seconds started to feel like minutes, and then, finally, the locker next to me flew wide open, and it spooked me so much I flew down the hall and back to the gym. There, I bumped into my coworker, who had rightfully started to question why I was no longer at the desk. Embarrassed, I told her I'd just gone down to the washroom. She was a little bit skeptical, but she said okay and asked if I wanted to switch spots. I eagerly agreed. As I sat down in the gym with my heart still pounding, I looked around and I noticed the boys I had initially been reprimanding were in the gym engaged in a pretty intense game, and therefore could not have been the ones messing with me. Eventually, being in the presence of so many other people started to calm me a little, and I was able to think rationally. It could have been a janitor from the school in the classroom, but that would have been seriously strange considering he and I talk to each other every day. We know each other very well. If it was him, he would have come out and talked to me, or at least waved. Not only that, it doesn't quite explain the locker door just flying open, violently on its own. I still work there to this day, and nothing has happened ever since, but I still refuse to venture any deeper into that school than the athletic center. Number 2. School Power Outage. Submitted by Kinsey. This is a short story, but it was scary enough to keep me out of the bathrooms or to avoid empty rooms in my school alone. It happened about 2 years ago that the power in our school cut out for about an hour or so. Me and my friends were at lunch eating when my friend Haley got up to use the bathroom. After a couple of minutes, she came back to our table, silent. She ate her lunch and tried to stay quiet. Finally, I asked her what was wrong. She said that when she went to the bathroom, she heard a stall door shut and there was no other noises. If someone had entered the bathroom, she would have heard the heavy door open and shut, but she hadn't heard it. And there wasn't anyone in there when she had come in, so how did the other stall door shut? When she was done, she got up and used the Germex that was provided, since the electric was out. As she was doing so, she saw someone in the corner of her eye. She saw what seemed to be a black figure moving along the side of the doors behind her. She ran out fast. She came back quiet, and then she finally told me. After that, I went to the bathroom the next day. After I was getting out of the stall, I heard a loud bang, which made me sprint out of the stall and down the hall back to my class. I thought twice about ever going back to that bathroom. Number 3. The Mannequin. Submitted by China Doll. Hello all, my name is Kiana. Last year, I got accepted into cosmetology at the local college in my town. I was super excited, but also I felt terrible about burning holes into my grandparents' pockets. I am not a college student, but I did get accepted as a junior in high school. A little background on me, I'm a bubbly and positive girl. I was always very nice to everyone I met, but I can be super shy at times, so making friends was a bit complicated once I got there. Class was normal the first few weeks. I worked hard in the class too. In that class, to practice hair, we had a mannequin. It was just a head with real human hair and painted on eyes and makeup. It was like a doll, and I loved dolls, being as girly as I am. I was good at cutting hair on my mannequin, and it was really fun to do her hair. I was a little behind on hours for the class, so I had to start going in early and staying late. One day I came in so early, some of the girls weren't there. I was so sleepy and grumpy walking in. Once I walked in, I picked up my mannequin and sleepily put her on the mannequin stand. When I began running my hands through her hair, I looked at the mirror and noticed her face. There were dried water stains going down from her eyes. Streaks of water. They looked exactly like she had been crying. I shook it off as I grabbed a napkin with water and wiped off her face. I laughed, trying to calm myself, and I assured the mannequin that I know I'm not too good at braids, and I said sorry when I pulled her hair. Yes, I was joking. It's strange to just talk to my mannequin. But not only did my instructor tell us to talk to mannequins like clients, I also wanted to ease my mind from thinking crazy. I hadn't washed her hair lately, so the water stains couldn't have been that. The rest of the day was quite normal, and the next day I walked in early again, more energized than before. I cheerfully stretched, seeing no one there again. I looked up at the mannequin on the shelf. Her face turned away from me. That's not how I left her the day before. Again, I shrugged it off and assumed that someone had moved it. I then stretched my arm out to grab her, and when I turned her around, I literally screamed and dropped her to the floor. I was starting to think this was some kind of sick joke. My mannequin's face was freaking melted, her eyes half gone and her mouth gaping open from the burning hole in it. The side of her face completely burnt, and the bottom where her name was written, Miss Sophia, was scratched away, now saying Miss and that's it. I know for a fact I did not burn my mannequin, so I was angry that someone did. She looked terrifying, like she was rotting or something. Suddenly, another mannequin fell from the shelf, the same shelf I had gotten mine from. I screamed again as it crashed to the floor. I could see its face, and it was melted as well. Her eyes completely gone. That was enough for the day. I quickly rubbed out, and I told my teacher what happened later. No one admitted to burning them. Needless to say, my teacher was pissed. We had to get new ones, but this experience really shocked me. Now I don't go early anymore, and it's hard to look at my new mannequin, thinking she'll look distorted and evil too one day when I turn her around. Number 4. School Ghost Stalker. Submitted by Cole O. There's not a day that goes by that I don't think of this. I was in 6th grade in middle school. It was last period on a Friday. I was antsy to get out, and I was thinking about Halloween coming up. At the moment, I had to use the bathroom really bad. I've never used the bathroom in school, being how it was just disgusting. Anyway, I built the courage to go to the bathroom, and I sat down in one of the stalls. When all of a sudden, someone entered the bathroom. They walked up right to the stall I was in, and was just standing there. I became very uneasy, and then he dropped the bomb. "How would you like to die today?" A masculine voice spoke to me. He went on his knees and peered under the stall. Immediately, I saw that it was a very creepy-looking old lady who I just thought was a man. She had a very disturbing, deep voice and was giving me a toothless smile. I then, as quick as I could, crawled under the next stall to me and ran out of the bathroom. Immediately outside, I turned back toward the bathroom, only to see nobody there. I never told anybody about this incident until now, and it still sends chills down my spine. Was it some type of ghost? I have no idea, but I don't think I ever want to know. And that was definitely the first and the last time I ever used the school bathrooms.
Hey guys, it's Andrew from the Scary Mysteries Podcast, where every single week we dive into insane and creepy true crime compilations, as well as cover the most terrifying and strange news stories currently happening all around the world. As a true crime fan myself, we're covering all the topics you want to hear about. Missing persons, murders, poltergeists, UFOs, cryptids, and everything in between. I promise never to waste your time with any fluff or fillers in there. We just get straight into all the dark and scary insights to try and understand this strange world we all live in together. If you like true crime, then you're going to love us. So go check out the Scary Mysteries Podcast right now. I'll see you over there.
Number 5. The Black Sisters. Submitted by MLC. This is my first time submitting a story, so it might be a bit short. Some background first. In my town for a year or two, I had to go to an old middle school in my district. It was built on an all-girls academy from the early 1900s. This school had three teachers who were nicknamed the Black Sisters. Their names were Virginia, Caroline, and Mary. They had an interesting hobby of killing those around them for the insurance money. And now their ghosts are said to haunt the middle school, which I must add is no longer being used to teach kids after my stint there. Now, on to the story. When I was in 6th grade, I had to go a town over to get to school, due to the fact that the high schoolers were in my town's middle school. The school was not built to hold that amount of students who were there at the time, so some classes had to use trailers. I was in one of those classes. One day that winter, I needed to go to the bathroom, and part of me was just bored. So I walked out of the trailer door and into the main building. The door was at the end of a long hallway. Its walls were covered with lockers and classroom doors, with the bathroom near an intersection. The way down was uneventful. I did my business and walked out. Nothing spooky. But on my way back, I made the immature decision to taunt the ghosts of the school. The moment I breathed a word, a locker on my right popped open and slammed against the other lockers loudly, so I noped it out of that hallway, back outside. I have heard other stories of lockers opening with no reason, so I'm not sure if this was just a coincidence. I don't see how it could be, or if it really was the ghosts that haunt my school. Number 6. The North Gate Haunting. Submitted by Scardust. This happened 2 years ago, when I was a freshman at Northgate High School. But before I tell you what happened to me, I have to tell you about my school's history. You see, my school has two buildings, the main building and the ninth grade building, which is located right next to the main one. The ninth grade building was built on land that was originally owned by a slave owner, way back in the 1800s, and so it has a graveyard by the outside lunch area. The slave owner loved to beat his slaves daily, and often they would die by mistake. Although he is dead now, the story goes, he did not go peacefully. One early morning, one of his slaves was making him breakfast, eggs and bacon, his favorite meal, while he was sitting and reading. After all the abuse she and her family had suffered at the hands of this slave owner, she took the frying pan with hot bacon grease still in it, and hit the slave owner over his head, knocking him down and pouring the boiling hot grease on his face. As he lay on the floor yelling in agony and screaming threats of torture and death to her, she had already come this far, and she continued to beat her former master to death. Many years later, after his death, the ninth grade building had been finished and was in use. Now, how does this affect me? Well, you see, there was a rumor going around that if you were in the school in the morning or late in the evening, you will smell bacon, no matter what part of the building you're in. Some have even claimed to see a figure sitting in the lunchroom or standing just outside of your view, meaning they've only caught a glance of it. This was not my case, however. After failing a Spanish 1 quiz, I asked if I could retake it, and my Spanish teacher said yes. They asked if I could stay after school or come early in the morning. As I couldn't stay after school since it was my week with my dad, which only happens every 2 months or so, I decided I could come early in the morning. After I was dropped off, I headed toward the ninth grade building to do my retake. On the way to the classroom, I smelled bacon. I have heard the rumors, and I was immediately on edge. I went into the cafeteria and looked around to see if there were any lunch ladies in there. Unfortunately, there wasn't. So now I've gone from on edge to creeped out. I decided to leave the building. However, the doors closed behind me, and they would not budge now. I was definitely scared at that point. I started to panic a little, wondering what was going on. And then I noticed something. To be a little ball of black fire. It grew bigger and bigger, and then began to change forms, and soon I recognized a human shape. Its face was still just fire, but its body was like that of a Confederate soldier, gray and decorated in medals and badges. I was in total shock. I had always believed in ghosts, demons, angels, but I never thought I'd see anything like this. Then it started to move, not slowly or hastily, but for lack of a better analogy, but like a pixelated game character, swaying back and forth, repeating the same motions. Then I suddenly heard a voice.
I'm sorry for what I've done.
At that moment, another ball of fire appeared, but this time it was white, and the human figure burned away until it was back in the form of a ball, and then it began to fade away. But unlike the first ball, the second was still there, and I heard a different voice say something else that I can barely understand. I think it said,
"You shall never be forgiven."
Then just like the one before it, it disappeared. Now thoroughly confused and horrified, I tried the doors again, and to my relief they opened. I did manage to finally take my retake, but it took me almost an hour, even though it was only 20 questions. I was still in shock over the whole thing. I had so many questions about what happened, I don't think I'll ever get the answers I want. What were they? Why did they appear to me? And why didn't the second ball of fire change shape? Luckily, I have never gone back to the ninth grade building since the beginning of my 10th grade year. And hopefully, I will never go back. I have told this to a few friends and family members, but most just write it off as a bad dream, or they think I'm making this all up. But some do believe, and we are worried that something else might happen. Fortunately, nothing has, and I hope it stays that way. Number 7. The Girl in the White Dress, submitted by Kira. In my elementary school, my mom was the music teacher and substitute for grades 4 to 6. One day, one of my main teachers was sick, so my mom took over her duties for half the day. Everything was going just fine, and my mom assigned us to do a story about our scariest moment in life. Being me, I never really had anything interesting about myself, so I just wrote something off the top of my head. Now, I was in grade 5 at the time, and half of the grade 6s also were in my class, so they had to do the same assignment too. Everything was going fine until we presented our stories. 13 of the stories were the exact same stories. I was freaked out, because the story that everyone had told was about them lying in bed, suddenly woken up to a figure in their closet, and they described this figure as a girl of the age 9 or 10, with a white, torn, dirty dress and long black hair. I guess you could say it resembled the girl from The Ring. After that class, everything was chaos and people were alert like crazy. Some said they even saw her, not even an hour after the stories were told. I remember one person saw her in the hallway, while many others saw her in the playground. I think the creepiest part of that day was when I saw the girl sitting on the swing sets from my classroom window. And when I blinked, she was gone. I'm in grade 9 now. In many cases of paranormal activity in my old elementary school have still been told to me through my mother. To this day, I've never gone back to that school ever since I graduated. And number 8, An Old Soul, submitted by Wolves. So I was always a quiet boy. I was the kid that teachers set the talkers next to, the one who wouldn't talk back. They loved me. I got good grades and I never got in trouble. And this experience started taking place 3 years ago. I always felt watched while I slept, even though I closed my door and windows, and the windows were completely covered. Every morning when I woke up, something seemed to have moved. This had been happening for a few years, and just recently, I had made and installed several sensors in my room. I looked through the logs every morning. They occasionally would pick up something small, but this morning it was a huge amount of activity. Honestly, I was scared, and I knew that all my family were innocent. The door never moved, neither did the windows. Nothing in my room had seemed to have moved, so I went about my day. At school, I finally joined a group of friends, and almost immediately I became one of their go-to people. This was weird because I was antisocial, but here I was, able to tell them to follow me somewhere and they would. Fast forward a few months and my report came through. All the teachers I had at the time picked up on my new leadership, and they commented on it. A few days later, I got into trouble, unfairly. I emailed the teacher and the next day she came to me, seemingly frightened. I was off the hook, and she was always scared of me from then on. I didn't even do much in the email. Fast forward to about 1 year ago, my group had broken up, and I was again alone and antisocial. I decided to test something. I joined a well-known and rather hard group to get into. None of them even knew me. Yet 2 weeks later, there I was, their go-to person. I tried not to make myself noticed, and I hardly said anything, yet they still had me as their leader. And that night, I had a dream. You may say it was just my imagination, but I could feel it was more. It also didn't help that this is the only dream I've ever remembered. I was a leader, possibly a king, and I was telling people to do things, preparing for something. I went through this dream and it followed through with an attack on my kingdom. I looked the details up in the morning. They seemed to line up with Alfred the Great. I was not good at history, and I had not heard of him until now, but almost everything lined up. The teachers after this noticed a boost in my confidence. I noticed that despite everything, people noticed me now. People knew me. People listened. I seemed to have gained an aura from that night, but I still don't know what it is. My reflexes even seem to have improved, and I don't think it's possession, I think it's something else. One person said that I have a more regal feel around me after that night. Nothing else has happened since. But this aura seems to be getting stronger as of late. Perhaps I've picked up an old soul that is guiding me. I haven't told anyone about this, but it has all been released now. I hope that whatever happens next is good, for who knows in our current world. Still though, I can't help but wonder, why was that teacher so scared of me? Before graduating, school is a confusing and frustrating time in all of our lives. We are learning who we are, making and losing friends, learning about love, about attraction. After graduating, we are cast into a hard, unrewarding, depressing life. It's no wonder that schools might be haunted. Dark emotions must fill those places to the brim. So each of us is bound to stumble upon something terrifying, something evil. Good night. Be sure to like, share, comment, and subscribe if you enjoyed the video. Thanks, and be sure to send us your scary Twitter stories at darknessprevails.org/submit.